There's a new app in town, ladies and gentlemen. It's called Clubhouse, and there's a lot of buzz around it. It's been called an exclusive invitation-only social networking app. It's a mix of radio and live podcasting. To tell us more, we have two early adopters, as they call them. Nadine O'Regan, editor and columnist with the Business Post magazine. How are you doing, Nadine?
Good, thanks.
And Keith Walsh from the Keith Walsh podcast. How are you doing, Keith?
Good, Ray. Thank you very much.
Nadine, you were writing about it yesterday in the Business Post. Describe it to somebody who's never encountered it before, like most people.
Well, it's somewhere between a radio show, a podcast, and a conference call, which I know sounds very confusing, but essentially it's audio-based social networking. So it allows you, if you can join the app, which is still invitation only, if you do get an invite to it, you can download it, and then you can enter these digital rooms where people from like all over the world are having conversations, often conversations about tech, but also conversations connecting to entertainment. You know, you could happen on a chat about Harry Potter, or you could happen on something that more closely resembles a TED Talk. And at any point in these digital rooms, you can raise your hand and ask to be put on stage so you can start contributing. So it's a bit like, you know, if you imagine your average radio show with somebody texting in, yeah. This is the equivalent where you can actually take part. But nothing is recorded. You know, once the conversation is done, that's it, and everybody leaves. So tons of people and companies as well are creating these digital rooms and chat rooms where they're encouraging people to sort of get involved. Okay. Oprah's on there. Elon Musk is there. It's really taking off.
And you could start a room, Nadine, if you wanted to.
I tried. Actually, I've only just joined. So there was absolutely nobody. You know, you could use a few followers first. So you have to build a bit of traction on it.
Right.
I have started having a look at that, because I think, like most people, you know, you're sort of looking at it thinking, well, you know, how would this be interesting? And I've noticed actually a lot of Irish users, people like Niall Breslin, David McWilliams have joined, people who would be sort of media figures who would be used to hosting debates and discussions, because I think it's going to be really interesting in that context where, you know, at the moment there's a ton of American voices and British voices on the app, but I'd imagine that Irish users will start to get involved very soon. It's actually hugely taken off ever since Elon Musk appeared on it recently, and it now has more than 2 million weekly users.
Okay. Yeah, because I listened, although they say they don't record it, that Elon Musk chat was recorded. And it was...
That was an exception, yeah.
Yes, yeah. It was an interview. Two people from Clubhouse, I think, or some tech magazine were interviewing him. And it was like eavesdropping on a high-powered telephone call. That's what it felt like. And Keith, does it attract you?
Yeah, totally. Yeah. I mean, I think at the moment we're all looking for something to do. Like, we can't go to talks. We can't leave the house. We're, you know, I'm sick of... Don't tell anybody. Kind of sick of talking to my wife a little bit. And I just want to hear something new. And I think at the moment, because we're in lockdown and we have a little bit of extra time, we're looking for information, we're looking for knowledge. And you can get, like, I'm big into the app Blinkist app, so I'm trying to listen to books as quickly as I can. I'm trying to, you know, I'm looking for information all the time. So this is just seems like an interesting way to learn new stuff that you're interested in. So you can put in the topics that you want to learn about, be it music, be it spirituality, be it wellness, whatever. And you can listen to people talk on those topics, and then you can sort of you can meet other people, like-minded people, and there's a bit of networking as well. And you know, as Nadine was saying, you can kind of at some stage hopefully go off and sort of host your own talk then at some stage. Yeah. So it gives you the experience of public speaking and going to a public talk as well. So I think it's one of the best apps I've come across.
And Nadine, is there any curation? Does anybody sort of decide what's good and what's bad and what's indifferent?
Not that I've encountered. I mean, I've read that there has been a little bit of criticism of it, because people have already started to say, well, look, there's not enough curation, in the sense that, you know, if there were people on it who raised their hand to be on the stage and then immediately started yelling offensive language at the moderators, it's quite hard. They have to block them themselves. You know what I mean? There's no like auto block to eject them from the room. But having said that, one of the things I really like about Clubhouse at the moment is that it has the same feel that early Twitter did, where people who are on the app are genuinely really excited by the app. You know, they're kind of looking at the possibilities of it and the possibilities for connection across the world and kind of learning from different perspectives. So I actually haven't come across any conversation on it that was anything other than kind of positive or very practical and kind of interesting. And you can, as Keith is saying, you can do a search and, you know, you can put in, I was putting in all sorts of things. I was putting in echinacea just to see if something would come up for Harry Potter. And you'd find all sorts of random chat rooms devoted to the oddest of subjects. So it is a bit like podcasting in that way, and that a lot of stuff that wouldn't make it to mainstream radio is actually being hosted here.
Okay. And it's valued now at 1 billion. So people are taking it seriously. I'm just looking at the moment there. There's Olympians behind the medals. That's one room there. And there's 707 people in that room listening to that chat. Movie marketing and promotion. But I would imagine if the people who devised this, invented it, whatever the word is, they want to reach everybody. They want to be a Facebook or a Twitter or a WhatsApp or a Snapchat. Do they, Keith?
I'd imagine so. Yeah, I'd say they want to be as big as them. I mean, like Nadine just said, though, it's nice because you're kind of feeling, and I'm a bit like, you don't want to tell too many people about it because, you know, the more people that are in there, is it going to end up like Twitter? Is it just like at the moment it's very positive? There's good conversations. People are very into it. They're, everything's upbeat. And you worry that there might be an element that come in and just want to take it down and want to destroy it. Or maybe it might get to a point where the types of conversations that are going on aren't the types of conversations that, you know, people need to be hearing. Like the stuff that gets out on Twitter. They will want to reach more people, but I do like the invite-only system at the moment. I wonder how long they can keep that going, though.
Well, they're not going to keep that going, are they, Nadine? It strikes me, I suppose, another way to describe
it's a bit
it.
Like,
go on.
Well, it's a bit like early Gmail, you know, when you got the invitation to join Gmail back in the day and you're like, oh, brilliant, you know, you have a Gmail account, and it gives you that kind of feeling of that you've been lucky to score kind of an exclusive invitation, and it is only available on iPhone at the moment. But, you know, my sister who works in tech invited me to join, and then when I joined, I had the capacity to invite another person. So it kind of carries on that way because you sort of have to tell your friend about it. You know, it's like, oh, I'm going to invite you to this thing. Right. And it makes it feel quite kind of community-based, okay. I guess. But I know that the two entrepreneurs behind it, Paul Davison and Rowan Seth, you know, they have been working on this for a long time. It's actually, it did actually originally come out in around April 2020, but it's just in the last probably month or two that it's just seen such a serious jump. I think Elon Musk actually was on Twitter tweeting at the Kremlin to see if Vladimir Putin would join him on Clubhouse for a chat. And you can imagine how interested people would be in that.
Yeah, it's like a conference call, is it? Is that a bit another way of describing it? Because the quality isn't radio quality, as in the audio isn't radio quality or podcast quality, because people are on their phones. Now that might change, so it's like eavesdropping on a conference call. I don't know how people
kind of, but yeah. It seems okay. Like I think it's fine. Although you have to be careful where you. Like the algorithm will decide where you go. There's a place, there's an area called the hallway, and your hallway is like your timeline on Twitter. So you design your own hallway. So what shows up for you in your hallway is whether you use meditation, mindfulness, spirituality. And I kind of went meditation, spirituality, mindfulness, whatever I put in. And then last night I was in bed and I was going through, I ended up in this talk where these women were trying to manifest Mr. Right. These American women were talking about how to manifest the man in their life, and I was sort of lying in bed, my wife was asleep, and I was in my head going, "You go, girl, you get that Mr. Right, he's coming your way," but it's all very positive in a way. Okay. It's funny, you know.
And so Nadine, who should be worried? Because I suppose everybody is competing for a limited amount of attention and time. So should traditional radio be worried? Should podcasters be worried? Or should Twitter be worried? Or none of the aforementioned?
Well, it's a good question. I mean, I know Twitter has already put into beta mode their version of Clubhouse, you know, an audio-based social networking app called Spaces. And Facebook is also developing a rival as well. So I think they're all keeping a very close eye on it. And I suppose really what it boils down to is, you know, every media company these days, you know, whether you're a traditional newspaper or a radio station, you know, everyone's starting to offer additional content. Mm. So, you know, you have your website or you have your podcasts that come out from radio stations. So everybody's trying to offer, I suppose, different slices of the pie, you know, to different demographics, maybe from younger people to older. And I think this is just one more situation where it'll be whoever gets there first with the most user-friendly version that will wind up dominating the market. Okay. But it will be interesting to see how it plays out.
Okay. Nadine O'Regan, Keith Walsh, thank you very much for introducing us to Clubhouse. And I suppose when it's huge in a few years' time, you can say you heard it here first, or maybe not. That's it from us. Cormac and Sarah are on the way. We are back tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Enjoy the rest of your Monday evening.
It's the Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.